I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all, the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them. Then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Samarian at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
All right, it's Monday night, and it's time for show number 8 of the Sean Kennedy Show. Hello, all you at-home downloaders. No, are we broadcasting? Are we up? Okay, it's Monday night, and it's time for the Sean Kennedy Show. I am your host, Sean Kennedy, your very own open-source celebrity, from which you can free to do whatever you want with this show. You can chop it up into little bits. You can share it with your friends. You can burn it to other media. You can compress it. You can decompress it. You can depress it. You can feed it to your dog. You can show it to your psychologist. Download it to your school counselors. You can do just about anything you want with this show. That's fine. I'll never sue you, because my name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man, and I'm here with my good buddy and station manager, Samarian.
Greetings.
How's it all going out there? Very, very cool. Very, very cool. Had a good, got a lot of email, a lot of positive feedback.
Really?
Yeah, last show.
At the man.
At the man.
At rantradio.com.
What was that email address?
The man.
At rantradio.com. You bet. So if you guys are out there and you want to send in stuff and, you know, I'm this morning. Fuck! There. Because I was sounding really professional, you know, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that this is an actual broadcast. Tonight, my beverage of choice is a shy beer. Now, I saw this, and everyone's like, what, Sean's drinking beer during the show? Yeah, it's true. Here's one for Sim. Sim gets a beer, and I get a beer. Now, this is the reason why I'm getting this is because a Shai, A-S-A-H-I. Okay, it's a super dry beer, but if you read the bottle, it says Japan's number one premium beer.
It still smells like beer.
Product of the Czech Republic. So let me get this straight. I'm getting Japan's number one beer, made in Czechoslovakia, drinking it in BC and broadcasting it over the internet. Yeah, baby. Yeah,
we're
baby.
Worldwide.
We're worldwide. How's that? So this is a Shai beer. A Shai beer... You know, whatever. I'm not a big beer guy, but I'm going to have a swig.
If this just tastes like normal beer, I won't drink it.
Well, then that's okay, because I will. I like it.
Tastes exactly like every other beer that I've ever tasted, ever.
Sam, you suck.
So, I don't want it.
Okay, well, don't put it way over there. I'll drink it later.
Okay. I'll put it right near your mouse.
Right.
Close at hand.
He's all afraid I'm going to spill beer all over everything. So, tonight, Sean Kennedy is drinking on the air.
And yes. We just barely made it.
Yes. And
again.
And you kids can drink at home with me, too. All right. So,
it's a play-at-home game.
Yes.
Grab your beers. It's time for the Sean Kennedy
it's
Show.
It's time for the Sean Kennedy Show. And we got the IRC. I'm going to go through the IRC. We got a lot of people here now. We don't have a scroll bar this week, but that's okay.
What is everyone doing? Is there like a TV show on?
There's shows that I hadn't. There's names on here that I haven't seen before. Like
that's good.
Like let's see, going down from the top, we got Blight D2, Breaker 1, Adela Marja, Down Halo, Disturbed 13, Decker Case, General Sleep, whoever that is. I don't know. Hobbs and James, Ignorant Bliss, Kadath 2002, Lentium, Maribel Virgin. Mr. Echo, Naked Lady Bears, don't know them. Ness, long time no see. Nitro Oz, oh, that must be a new one from Australia.
Australia.
You betcha. Nomad Alpha, Pretender from Australia.
Looks
right
like
on.
Pretender brought a buddy.
Right on. Way
just
to
like
go. Special, yeah, I'm going to get to that in a minute, though. Pseudo Pyro, soon to be named. Templar Knight. People jumping in. Poison Cheeto. Sir Dork, SKTVM. Oh, that's me. Solipist? Solipist. Sloppist?
Sloppy?
Sir Dark, they're jumping in. I'm losing my... Sparky, Synthetic, Tantrix, AFK, Tao De Cheese, Transistor. I really like that name. Trotsky's Ghost, Evil James, Who Even Cares, and Labrat.
Excellent.
You betcha.
Didn't you rename Tao Te Cheese?
I did, but he doesn't have to take that name.
No. It's up in the air.
It's up in
there
the air.
There you go.
So, no, we already discussed it. He said, you know what, I'm not really, you know, whatever. People can get the names they want. However, if I'm going to go through the effort of naming you and you don't want the name, that's okay. Okay, but don't get me to name you unless you need a new name, okay? Anyway, I'm not pissed. Like, absolutely. I mean, if he doesn't like
me. Not yet.
Yeah, I hereby name you Scummy Dickhead. Well, I don't even know a Scummy Dickhead. Too bad. Too bad. You're fucked. You get to be Scummy Dickhead. Ha ha. Laughing at you. So, the show content tonight. First half, we're going to talk about the news and some stuff that's been coming and going on. The second half of the show, we're going to talk about nanotechnology. Nanotech.
Little tiny different new.
Little tiny different. Grey goo. So, it's one of those things that you want to kind of keep track of. That whole nanotech thing is pretty mighty.
You can lose them if you're not careful.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. You can inject them into your body. So, let's go through the Uber soundboard first. This is the first link I want to put up. I don't know who sent me this. I think it was Sim. Originally, who sent me this?
Oh yeah.
You want to post that in the RSC?
Awesome. Yeah.
This is a soundboard of just Arlie Ermey's sound quotes from from Full Metal Jacket. We're gonna try to set up an interview with Arlie Ermey actually, and it's very very cool. So if anyone wants to get in there and see that, it'll be awesome.
If you don't know him by name, you'll know him by
voice. Yeah, he's the drill instructor from Full Metal Jacket, and he rocks. He's like amazing. He was a huge inspiration to me.
No, really?
Back in the day. No, yeah, really. Yeah. Oh God, I just had a hard on for Arlie Ermey. Now he's got a doll.
Does it have a pull string?
No, but it has a little button. I've seen one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen one. That's pretty mighty. It's a 12-inch motivational figure.
Motivational.
I'm serious. I swear to God. You press the button, it's like, you are the asshole in charge of your own destiny and all this kind of shit. Oh, it's pretty funny.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so he's kind of corporate slotted himself out. But God love him. You know, he did 3 tours in NAMM. I say it's okay. The guy actually is the full meal deal, eh?
He's a real thing, yeah.
Yeah, he was a drill instructor for years, and he's pretty sweet. He's pretty sweet.
He was showing the guy for Full Metal Jacket how to be a drill instructor.
Yeah, the actual story of how he got the job is funny. He wasn't actually the first choice to be the drill instructor for that. He was brought in as an advisor because he was a drill instructor for like 15 years or something like that. And he was brought in, and they were acting out the scene, and the original actor, who I don't know who it was, but the original actor was there, and Arlie Ermey gets up and goes, no, you do it like this. You know, and from now on, the first line, bark, off he goes. And the director's like, you are fired. You are my new drill instructor. So, it was pretty cool. So, the feedback I got on the show, super, super big hello to Pretender in Australia. I got a little email from him. I got a quote from him here. Just giving you a heads up, bro, your show is big shit in Australia. I have all my clan mates hook into Tuesday Avro at 3 o'clock Australian time. So I guess that must be 3 p.m. or 3 a.m.?
I would think 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Australian time. I have 224 people on my ICQ contact list.
Woo-hoo!
They all get a message with the info on the show.
Oh, Pretender.
Pretender in Australia. I think that's very, very cool. So special shouts to all the guys down under.
And everyone can do that. Just pass on my message that I sent to you through ICQ.
You betcha. And being honest, I mean, Australians, I always felt a certain kinship with Australians.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Because when we go to America, okay, all the Americans think that we live in igloos. And we skin sled dogs, and you know, we can eat polar bears and all this kind of groovy shit, right? Oh, how's the snow? Oh, well, you know, me and the missus, we had to put the dogs down because it got too cold, you know. And they eat that shit up, right? So I imagine when Australians travel the United States, they must get that, oh, how do you deal with all the crocodiles? Well, you know, we all pack big fucking knives. And, you know, they just turn the Aussie slang up to, like, about 25 or 30. You know, they just
play it right up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why not?
I fully would, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I so would if I was Australian. Damn. So I've always thought of Canada as the anti-Australia. They'd be like the other end of the polar pole, you know.
Yeah.
They have all the poisonous snakes. We have all the bears, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of works like that. So I've always felt a certain kinship with Australia. I think they're very cool. And
they speak English.
So and they ban Scientology.
Aha, there we go.
Yeah, they ban Scientology. So, hey.
They're a bit repressed in the internet scheme of things.
Comparatively to who, though?
Brutal.
Comparatively to who, though?
Us?
Compared to, say, China?
No.
Compared to, say, like, some of those countries over there? Yes, they're a little bit locked down, but, people with some knowledge can get around that. I mean, Cult of the Dead Cow has a new application, which is a window for people to get out and through.
Yeah.
So what would happen is, say, if I had a computer, I could run this application. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Internet Porthole.
Peekabooty.
Peekabooty, is that it?
Yeah.
you run Peekabooty on your system, and people would go to your computer and then could surf from your computer uninhibited.
It's a big mass internet proxy for everyone. Sharing proxy.
Yeah, it's a sharing proxy made by Cult of the Dead Cow. Very, very cool. So we should do that here at Rant Radio. We should make, like, internet. Is that, like, totally illegal?
No, I don't think it is. No, not in our country.
Not too sure?
Not here.
Not here?
It's fine here.
You fine here? How about the United States?
Oh, probably not.
Because, like, if we burp and fart in the United States, you know, you get arrested. So, you know, in Canada.
You're terrorists!
There's all these people who showed up last minute guys.
That's
so,
how it happened.
Anyway, big deal. Hey, yo to everyone in Australia. Very, very cool.
Thanks
that you guys showed up.
Coming. I mean, wow.
And you can help me out. Anybody who's actually listening who might be downloading this, who downloads this in Britain, and the people in Australia. I've been thinking about building the lexicon. You know, I've been working on some lexicon things. Like, for example, I want to call... I was digging up some stuff. Like, for example, I was reading through this Scottish thing where they have names like Shug.
Shug.
Hey, Shuggy. Shuggy is great. I thought it was like short for Shuggoth or something.
Yeah,
you
that
know,
sounds like a very old kind of
H.P. Lovecraft.
H.P. Lovecraft kind of
but,
stuff.
But I was thinking about, and then I was listening to another friend of mine and they were talking about sketchy. That guy's looking sketchy.
That's a cool word.
Sketchy.
I like that one.
Yeah, sketchy's good. And I'm thinking that sketchy makes me think of like those cop outlines. So I'm starting to call cops sketchmakers.
Sketchmakers.
Look at that sketch. And I also like the word Skug.
Skug.
A Skug. A Skug are those guys who look like the old grunge people who used to listen to Nirvana. They're Skugs. You know, people who are just seedy looking.
Yeah.
Seedy looking Skugs looking to be sketches by sketchmakers.
Haven't washed their hair in a week.
You betcha. I hate that shit. It's brutal. It's brutal. So if anyone could make a list, especially from Australia, because they got some great lingo down there.
Yeah, amazing. I work with a guy from New Zealand. Very close.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of lexicon.
Don't confuse them, though. They're different.
No, they go nuts.
Oh, God, they get really mad.
I'm not Australian.
I'm not Australian. I'll fucking kill you. Okay, very sorry. Don't have your Maori roar chant. Very sorry.
They sound so similar. But
I don't think they do. I don't think they sound anything the same.
Yeah.
It's a clear difference. I can see it.
Sean's kissing ass there.
Yeah, pucker up, sunshine. Yeah, so if anybody in Australia could put together, like, or if they know a link of good Australian lexicon lingo that I can kind of work on, because I'd like to build my mad hacker leet skills into this lexicon that's just, like, stupid. That
like
nobody
world
else
lexicon.
Yeah, this big, you know, global, we'll make this big global, you know, lexicon going on. Especially if you know anything in Chinese
or
Mandarin or that kind of stuff that I can work in there. Baby, my goal here is to make it so 30 people can understand this TV show. Understand this TV show, this TV.
Are we being brought? I didn't know we were being broadcast.
We're being simulcast.
Yes, on CNN.
No more,
the bottom
no more a shy beer for Sean.
And he's only drunk like the neck of it.
I've had the neck. This is some strong fucking beer. Do not fuck with
it. What is it?
You know, and that's the, it's called a shot. Well, that's,
5? Oh, come on.
5%? Yeah, I know. It's brutal. It's not like Canadian beer. But
you were pretty loopy last night.
Yeah, last night was interesting. Last night we went to, I suppose we were talking
that
about.
That was wicked.
That was a good night. We went down to, where was that? That was the Purple Onion. And for Sanctuary.
Sanctuary, yeah.
And hooked up with Sparky, which was neat. And I ran around like an idiot, handing out tickets and stuff, which was cool.
To the Porn on Beta
CD release party. And there was some fine looking women there.
You can't beat black hair and black tight clothing.
God, like, damn, the wedding ring was burning last night. I'll tell you, I was just like
like the Lord of the Rings thing is glowing.
Oh, man, it's like, it's all inhibitor chip. And there's Sean in the bathroom, ain't my precious. Oh, it was brutal. I'm here to tell you, you know. You know, I'm walking around looking at these chicks. Hello, little gothic lady. And I get all Frodo. No, I can't touch them, you know. I'd really like to touch you, but I can't. Yeah, it's just brutal. But, yeah, there's a lot of really foxy ass. Foxy ass.
Damn.
Just goth babes there who you want to...
Dancing with each other.
Like, I want to root. Ugh. I want to root goth babes. Sean roots goth babes. Film at 11. Yeah, well, that's the Australian term for fucking.
Rooting. Yeah,
root.
That's right.
Yes.
I know that one.
So, see how that can those two can go together?
That works
well. Root,
well.
You know, Aussie. Yeah?
You're swearing, actually.
There you go. And now they won't know what to censor anymore. They'll have no hope. I have no hope. But that was very cool. So we ran around there.
I have a t-shirt that says Got Root.
Got Root? Got
Root.
Wow,
I better not wear that in Australia.
Yeah, you better not. Holy cow. I have a penguin.
Got fucked? Okay.
Got a penguin with a big guar dick on it. That'll be awesome. So we ran around. And then I leave last night.
Yeah.
And then I'm driving away. Down these tastings. Doing like a million miles an hour. And a cop fell out of the sky and landed in the middle of the road and goes, you pull over. And I'm like, oh, you bastard. So he pulls me over. And interesting thing about dealing with cops.
I have a bit of a knack with it.
Obviously.
No, I do. I do. I have a bit of a knack of dealing with cops. See, the guy pulls me over, right? Now, do not... Listen up. Don't be an asshole to cops. A cop pulls you over, you're fucked, okay? You're done.
Yeah.
If you give the cop a reason to rock your world, okay, he will oblige you. If you're a dick to the cop, there's no chance of you getting off the ticket, so you may as well smile and be nice. Okay, so the cop pulls me over, and he's like, how's it going tonight? Or so he says, where were you coming from? Okay, now, I don't have to tell him that. And he knows I don't want to tell him that.
Yeah.
But I tell him. I'm like, I was at the sanctuary. The sanctuary?
What is that?
It's a goth club, you know, down
my friend here. We came from a goth club.
Yeah, we came from a goth club. We run an internet radio station, blah, blah, blah. We're giving out tickets and blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, okay. Is this your address? No, we moved just about 4 months ago. Oh, really? What's your new address? I give my new address. I'm really sorry, by the way. All right. Walruses through his mustache and walks out of the back of my car, and then he comes back with the deal. He's got the deal for me. And I say, just before he walks out, I say, I'm sorry for what it's worth. He walks around. I'm like, I'm so fucked. This guy got me doing like 120.
John's on the 10th story.
Yeah, and I'm like, sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry
about that. And the cop comes back and goes, okay, here's the deal. I could give you the $173 speeding ticket with the 3 points.
Or you could take behind what door number two is.
And I'm like, wow, door number one's looking like it's stuck in some bad bag. And then he's like, or behind door number two, we've got an $86 ticket for not changing your address and no points for your license. I'll take door number two, please. I'll only take being fucked twice with lube versus being fucked with your flashlight and all your friends with none. So, it was pretty brutal. So I got an $86 ticket for no change of address. But that's 3 years now without a speeding ticket, and I drive like a bat out of hell.
Yes, I drive.
Anyone who's ever driven with me, I am aggressive. I'm not a bad driver.
Scary.
I am an aggressive driver. The biggest annoying thing in the galaxy is when you're driving around, there's people in front of you that do not have a place to go.
We're just driving.
Look at me. I have no place to go. I will drive and do the speed limit and annoy everyone around me. Meanwhile, you behind me, you have a place to go. It is my function to be the pacer car in your life.
Remind me of Henry Rollins when he's at the airport.
You fucks, get the hell out of my way. Yeah, I hate that shit.
I'm getting on that plane.
Yeah, and it's a matter of being goal-oriented. Yeah. Mace does not work against goal-oriented people. If you are goal-oriented, pepper spray doesn't work on you. That's what they teach in the Army. If you're goal-oriented with the assistance of pharmaceuticals, you're even better that way. So back to the mail, away from the drug use. And
I got a ticket, too.
Oh, yeah.
While filming on Thursday when we're down at the art gallery there.
Thursday? Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday. How much of this beer did you have? Oh, my God, this is the product of the Czech Republic.
Oh, my God.
Call 911.
I can't read what's on... You can enjoy the great taste of Ashai beer. Ashai?
Excellent richness.
Ashai
beer. Satin smoothness. Refreshing and all year round.
And all year round?
Excellent richness.
No.
Refreshing and satin smoothness all year round. Oh, I see.
Okay.
There's
it's all over the place.
You can enjoy the great taste of Ashai beer. Drink.
Yeah, while we're there on Saturday, it's like the weekend seems really long. But, the arms were up, so it must be free on Saturdays. And it wasn't. $36 or something, unfortunately. So it was a very expensive photo shoot.
Oh.
Yeah, Sean doesn't feel sorry for me because he got a speeding ticket.
Yeah, for
$86. Twice as much.
We're suffering for our art for you.
Yeah, so you better appreciate it.
I got another email from Downhalo where he was saying, I was listening to your old Everywhere rant. Okay, now we get about a million of these.
Okay.
I was listening to your old Everywhere rant, and I was wondering what song was you were playing in the background. While talking, could you let me know it? It would be really cool. Thanks, man. We don't know! Okay? Guys, we don't know the names of the songs behind the rant.
How many hundreds have
we
done?
Here's how that happened, okay? We do a rant... We jump on Napster.
Yeah.
Does that sound hard? Right on. Pump it. Okay. We rename the song, and out it goes. Like, we were cranking out 3 or 4 of them a day, okay?
It was nuts. We have hundreds of them.
I don't fucking know. I gave it a listen. You got me, dude. I don't know what the song is. You can make it a game amongst you and your friends.
Okay.
Try to figure out what fucking song it is. One of these days, we're going to have to maybe try to sit down and make, like, the master rant list or some shit like that so that people know.
You can do that.
Yeah, well, somebody can do that. One of our fans can do that. One of our rabid fans.
Rabid fans.
Are we still broadcasting? You're playing with the stream thing.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said, I can't listen to it for more than a minute.
Oh, well.
Well, here, I'll post the link where you can, like, try all 52,000 streams.
There you go. Because we have 52,000 streams because we're that mighty.
Yeah.
So you have so many.
Find one that works for you.
Oh, you betcha.
I just fucked it up.
Did you just fuck up the link?
Got me, dude. I don't know what.
God, why am I listening to myself? Hello, all you secret at-home downloaders. Tonight's secret message is Australian kickass.
We're back.
Are we back?
Did they get that? I was, like, looping you. That must have been really weird. But
oh, well.
It's only for a couple seconds, because I clicked on the link.
Where time becomes a loop.
Where time becomes a loop.
Where time becomes a loop.
Oh, God, that show was so funny.
Let's see. So, sorry about that down here, hello. We don't know. Ignorant Bliss crafted a banner and a wearable logo for me. I think that is very, very cool when people do that kind of stuff. Now, did you get a chance to throw up Kadath's, that piece of art, that thing I sent over an email to info? You didn't.
Kadath?
Yeah. Kadath's wife did a piece of artwork, which
I
poured.
Thing. Okay, yeah. It was like a metal thing.
Yeah, do you have that able to be posted somehow so that people can see that?
Sure, I can do that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can we make that
quickly.
Happen? All right, make it happen quickly whilst I carry
I'll
on.
Put it on a secret page.
Put it on a secret page. All right, Ignorant Bliss, as I said, great. Everyone's like, what's he talking about? Ignorant Bliss crafted a banner and a wearable logo. Okay, when people do art for the show, okay, it makes me hard. Okay, I think that is very, very cool when people go and create art for the show and when people are just behind the show. Because you know what? That's time. If people take time out of their day, I mean, the fact that you guys even show up, okay, like African Love Turtle, those guys, Smokehouse in Chicago. Smokehouse made it in, right on.
All right, Smokey.
He's in Chicago. Hey, Smoke. But, I mean, the fact that these guys, like, show up and, you know, you listen in and you think it's cool, that's very, very sly. And, I mean, the fact that there's people in Australia right now at 3 o'clock, they started listening up. Who is that? Whoa, what are these pictures? Hey, whoa.
How are you, Mom?
What are you since putting up all these sexy bitches here?
I'm trying to find the graphic.
What is with it? Yeah, you're trying to find the graphic, all right? No, that's not it. Where'd you get? Who's the sexy bitch? You've been holding out. That's why you don't have me giving out any. There it is. That's it.
You just do your show.
I'm not doing. What's with the goth women? How come I don't get no fan mail? Oh,
you're
that's
married.
What it is. It's the buffer. There's Sim. If you got fan mail and sexy ass pictures, send them to theman@rantradio.com and Sim can't get them. Because he's filtering. Look at you, censor.
Anger download one.
You fucking censor. You're such a censor. You're a censor. Look at you, you fucking hypocritical.
That was not sent to info, so.
Oh, no.
It was not for the show.
No, it wasn't.
No.
What was that for? Was that for the
I
personal?
I have no idea.
Is that for Sim's personal shower fund?
There
is that
you
what
go.
That is?
Donate
that's for the LCD screen on the wall there. That's what that one's for. Yeah, break. Anyway, getting back to it before my evil oppressor manager here. Ignorant Bliss, anybody who makes art for the show is very, very cool. Now, is that up?
Anything for the show.
Yeah, is that up somewhere? Can somebody
I'm getting it there.
You're getting it there now?
Yeah,
it's a big image.
Calm down.
Okay, and I'm going to give a special shout out about that in a bit because Kadath's wife... who I don't know, I only know her real name. I don't know her online name, so I don't want to use her real name on the air. Or I could just give her a name.
You could.
No, I don't know. Like, she's an amazing artist, okay? The stuff she does is incredible. I saw her do this picture of a woman. It looked like the, I don't know if it was supposed to be the Virgin Mary or what, but it was like a side profile shot, and her robe... that was all, like, wrapped around her face and everything. It looked very Arabic, but the whole thing was done in metal, in tin that was relieved.
Really?
Also, the whole thing was like this chrome metal going off of a painting. And
I've seen that.
Yeah, I think you may have.
She makes some amazing
stuff. She makes some scary ass...
You look at it and you go, how do you even do that?
Yeah, how do you do that? You look at that and you're like, whoa, dude. And she's incredible as an artist. And they came up here from Mexico. And it's really interesting because Mexico is fucked right now because everything's so corrupt down there. And Kadath has been talking to me about things. He's seen things that happened in Mexico happen in Canada. So things that happened in Mexico 20 years ago are now happening in Canada. And he's like, getting a little concerned. And it's just like, you know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. Okay, so you got to make sure that you're aware of the changes that are happening and changes that have happened in other countries and things like that so you can get in there.
Ta-ding, it's in the IRC.
Ah, okay, now this, in the IRC, there's a link right now, and this is called Anger Download.
One.
Anger Download 1, yeah. And this was a piece of art that she created using gold leaf, and it's actually three-dimensional. It's not a painting. This is all, like, on plaster and stuff like that. And she made this for me, which I was like,
Oh, and it's Lorena. Whatever. It's I'm saying her name. It's Lorena.
Pokra.
From Lorena. That's Lorena. That's what she's
that?
Saying. That's Lorena, yeah. That's from Lorena.
It looks like Pokra.
Pokra? Could be Pokra.
P-O-K-R-A.
Lorena, I hereby dub thee Pokra. That is your new online name.
You are Pokra.
Pokra! There you go. Very hard. No, but it's super cool, and she made this, listening to the show. And that is absolutely mind-numbing to me. First of all, that anyone would make something in Neat Space in the real world while listening to the show. The fact that anyone's listening to the show is crazy. And, you know, yeah. Put it in, like, everyone's like, wow, you don't really think it's that cool. Yeah, no, I do, because imagine if people were listening to you and dedicating stuff to you. I mean,
just imagine it.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Every time I get even one email, it's like, wow.
Wow.
Somebody listens to the show.
So that's why we do this. And people go, because we get that all the time. Why do you guys do it? Why do you guys put all this time, all this effort into doing the TV shows, the radio shows? That's why. Because people appreciate it. And people know that since we're doing it for free, it's like Truth Serum.
Yep. Yeah. Why would we lie?
Why would
for
we
free?
Lie? Why would we lie for free? Another nutmeg is Trotsky's Ghost. I was talking last show about popular mechanics and the mecha issue. Well, that's not online. So he transcribed the article for me and sent it to me. Trotsky Ghost. Okay, transcribe the popular mechanics article. What a fucking nut bar. Okay, and he goes down. It was just a little blurb. And he talks about mecha futuristic robots, and he sent me the thing, and I'm like, holy crap, dude, you're out of control. So, and, you know, thank you, Trotsky's Ghost. I couldn't believe you did that. That's like real work. I mean, maybe you can type. For me to do that, I'd be like 3.5 hours to do that. But, wow.
And it'd be red underlined everywhere.
You betcha. You betcha. Labrat sent me a really cool email talking about him and his history, and he trusted me a lot with some of the stuff he told me. Like, he was giving me a lot of background information about him. Labrat's the guy who sent in the pictures of the mechanoid rats.
That's,
you
that's
know.
Right. That's some funny stuff.
Here's a quote from his email. Oh, and of course, thanks for the mechs, those little radish ones. I haven't had much chance to deploy my army in full. Oh, yeah, we sent him a bunch of his mecha rats.
Yeah.
That's what we sent him for his army against Zenu.
Because he's got a lot
another
of
satisfied customer. He hasn't had much of a chance to deploy the full army, but after giving my block the plague, I'm confident that there will be functional weapon when confronting the Scientologists. One day, they will awake from a fortnight on the Sea Org, and over the horizon, they will see my lab rat army of plague mechs, and he's got the ASCII version of his rats, making precise military movements as I follow in my Pied Piper gear, shouting integrated voice commands from an ice cream truck, gripped with the latest state-of-the-art...
Is your Thetan count low? Does your eater meter... E-meter wobble to and fro.
And so that's what he's going to be singing from his digital hymn from the Zenu speakerphone technology. May the Wogs live long and prosper. So another satisfied person happy with the mecha given to him by Bant Radio against the shitheads of Scientology.
Good to hear.
Yes. And a lot of the stuff that these people send me, like, I'm shredding all my email now that people send me.
Yeah.
Because, oh, yeah, it's crazy. Like, some people are like, oh, yeah, and then I was involved in this incident and this incident and this incident. And I'm like, wow, dude.
Shred.
It's a good thing I'm not a CIA plant or whatever. It's amazing. Like, anyone who's got questions, like, Labrat's been floating around since the days of fiber optic when it was all BBS boards.
Wow.
Like, he was posting on the same boards and shit like that. So he's probably pretty elite. I mean, he did a lot of stuff in the phone world, stuff like that. But if anybody's wondering, okay, fuck not with Labrat, okay? Because he's he knows what he's doing.
You.
So you guys can all talk amongst yourselves and just you know.
There's gonna be a noise in a second.
Is there?
Yeah.
What's the noise?
It's gonna be din 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 din. Because I had somebody send a story to me.
A
and
story.
It was Dr. Zodiac. It was a WOG story.
A WOG story?
Yeah, he made like a couple paragraphs about his adventures in his WOG.
Oh, in his mecha. In his mecha. Oh, well, let's hear this. I want to hear this.
It's a little bit long, but I'll start the introduction. In WOGs we trust. I awoke bathed in the sunlight of the early morning. I lazily looked about the room as the cobwebs of sleep were shaken from my mind. Then at the beautiful woman lying next to me, her long dark brown hair was partly covering her face.
Danger.
Da da da. And it's
yeah, everyone's like, no, go back. I want to hear that part.
And let's see. This story is for all the WOGs out there fighting the good fight, and to Zenu. Thanks for the mecha, buddy.
Yeah, right on. We should post that. You should post that on the page.
Yeah, I'll put this up on the page for everyone to read, but it's like 3 pages long. So.
Holy cow, he wrote a 3-page story about his mech?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Who did that?
That was, oh, I said his name already. It was, now it's moved.
Who is it? Who?
Who is it?
Oh, we just said it.
Please hold.
Please hold while we sort ourselves out.
Sort yourself out.
Sort yourself out.
Dr. Zodiac.
Dr. Zodiac. Very well done. Very, very cool. See, now that's awesome. Like, how much ass does that kick? You got lots, all the spam in here, too.
Yeah, lots of spam, always.
Do you have an inkjet or a desktop printer?
Why,
well,
no.
You can take them
part
of our savings.
My printer prints to my fucking head. Eat my shit, you motherfucker. Okay, Labrat sent me a killer link, okay, to a person who is, once again, this is the fuck Scientology portion of the interview. This lady got involved with Scientology and actually went through, and she's got scathing sarcasm, like she's brutal, and she went through the process of, like, their Thetan auditing and stuff like that.
Oh, he sent this to me. This is quite a story.
Yeah, this
just got a couple hours.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, when you're supposed to be working, read this. Here's the link. We're going to post it in the RC
Damn,
right
it's,
now.
It's really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, this is very, very, very cool. This chick went in there, and she was, like, dealing with Scientology, and it shows firsthand from someone who was there what's involved with it. It's very, very cool. So check that out. That's some serious reading for you. And incidentally, I also got from Labrat, who's a nut bar, the history of WOGS, where the term WOGS
comes from.
Okay, it is originally, I'm not making this up, a term for frogs.
So
like
polywog, right,
which is with a giant frog. I'm like, no fucking way. How about that? It's Destiny. Giant frogs and Mecha. With
they
two
go
cats,
hand in hand.
And it's all together WOGS. So they're very happy about that. Very, very cool with that. So we are the giant toads. There's the history of it. Go check it out. It's in the IRC right now, and that gives you your links to the history of the actual term WOGS. Now, getting a little more serious, I'm going to put something in the IRC right now where Timex is starting to put SpeedPass in their watches. Okay.
What's SpeedPass?
What is SpeedPass?
I think
I've
heard it.
SpeedPass is this, you know, when you go to the gas station, I don't know if you got this where you go. You go to the gas station and you want to buy some gas.
Yeah.
But it's too goddamn long for you to swipe your credit card. So what you do is you just jingle your keys with this little magnetic attachment on it. And it takes the key code off of your little attachment. You've set it up previously, so it goes to a credit card, and you fill up your car.
Yep.
So all you do is you show up, jump out of your car, fill up your car with gas, jingle your keys, and then get the fuck back into your car. Jesus Christ, you save yourself 37 seconds.
Very convenient.
Okay. You have got that nose-picking time at the stoplight now. I swear to God, you've got time to dig a good one now.
But wait. They've got it on.
Whoa, but shit. Now, they're putting SpeedPass into your fucking watch.
Wow.
Now, what does that mean? That means you get to go to a pop machine, and you just hit a button, and, you know, you take it out, it's good to go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Don't lose your watch.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
Why not?
What the hell? Are you really saving that much time?
It's convenience.
Is
more
it?
Than anything.
Is it really?
I wouldn't say time.
I don't know.
It's like punching numbers in for your debit card.
I don't know. I think that convenience...
What's the downfall?
Convenience is a nice way of saying lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's not like it's so fucking inconvenient to pay for a pop. Oh, my God.
Not really.
Oh, my
but
God.
Do you want to carry change all the time?
Okay, no, but I'd rather have it go to my credit card because you can't set it up to a bank account. It's got to go to a credit card.
Yeah.
You don't have a credit card, you don't get speed pass.
Does the speed pass go to a credit card?
It only goes to a credit card.
Okay.
You only can set it up with a credit card. So guess what?
But you can get credit cards that withdraw from your bank account.
What?
Yes.
No.
And if you don't have anything in your bank account, your credit card won't work.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Where'd you see this? I need one of these. I need one of these.
Yeah.
My credit rating, like the Royal Bank has hit squads out looking for me right now.
Where's that man?
If it wasn't for the fact that I have dedicated logs in their Mecca.
Protecting
you know,
your 20 cards.
We're looking for show. Whoa, that's a big mech. we're sorry. We're very sorry. We'll be leaving now.
Yeah, just ask the bank or go in the bank. They have those.
Really?
Yeah. Super convenient. Like, you don't even get interest on it. I think they're discontinuing a lot of them because they can't charge interest because, well...
Why would you be?
There's
able
no
to?
Interest.
So
it's paid instantly.
So is this vaporware? Is this some bullshit you're blowing?
No, it was around, but somebody said they're discontinuing them because they're not making any money off of them.
Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Yeah.
So I guess, hey, you don't have a credit rating, you can't use the internet. Way to make that elite.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're fucked. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. I mean, that's a good marketing strategy. You know?
And Diesel is asking when this is going to be available.
Which?
It's this show.
Oh.
Usually by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, if Sim isn't too busy.
No, I've
he ran the wrong IRC log up. for a week.
No, it just didn't go anywhere. I fixed it so it didn't go anywhere anymore. So it didn't point to the wrong one. It pointed to nowhere.
Is it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was pointing to nowhere.
Yeah, it pointed to the old one for like a day.
Is
and then you went,
are you trying to sell me this as a better solution?
Then the wrong information? No information.
I will give you any information instead of the wrong
information.
No news is good news with fucking Gary Gnu. Okay, whatever, man. Okay, well, it's pointing to the right place now.
Does my mic always sound like crap? It's
no,
like it's, no high...
It's not your mic.
It's just me.
Have some more beer. Okay, Delcan McCullough has a very disturbing piece of news on Wired News about... This is a new piece that I found on the winner. His name is Delcan McCullough. Nice fucking name. Has a very disturbing piece on Wired News about the House panel that voted unanimously last Tuesday to make certain types of hacking bracket that recklessly puts other lives at risk.
Terrorists!
Okay, any hacking that puts other lives at risk. Meaning... Now, that's a pretty broad... lives at risk. I looked at military records. I looked at flight information. I looked at whatever. Okay, to be punished by life in prison.
Great.
Life in prison, post 9/11, okay? So you do something that they consider to... You look at something that other people consider to be hacking. Like, here's the link. We're going to put the link in the RC right now. Okay, is it already done?
Yep.
Okay, where we talk about... It's from Wired, where they say, if you fuck up, okay, you go to jail for life. That's it. It's a white-collar crime, kids. You trying to tell me
life.
That Enron, okay, fucked over how many... thousands of people, but some kid goes and looks at some documents and he goes to jail for the rest of his life? How the fuck does that work? Okay, well, what?
Scales of justice are...
Yeah, you know, hi, it's a lie.
Out of balance.
Yeah, that's not really on. Yeah, I'd like to join the not on club. Yeah, right here.
Very.
Okay, that's a little frightening. So you want to watch that, okay, guys? Like, that's why I said I'm shredding all my documents now. You know, everybody who's listening right now, especially people in Australia, I'm sure the people in Australia are already dialed into... Ooh, we got a scroll bar. all the people who are dialed in on Australia right now are probably pretty keen on the whole hacking thing. They probably know what's going on.
Yeah.
But, guys, if you're going to learn Linux, learn it now. If you're going to learn security, learn it now.
Before they outlaw it as too open a...
Yeah, no shit. I'm here to tell you guys, now more than ever, okay, you have to be aware of the security. This post-911 thing, they're going to be painting Osama bin Laden on everything as the big enemy. They've been waiting for some shit like this. Yes, it was horrible what happened. Yes, that's not the debate here. The debate here, okay, is whether or not these people are going to pimp that.
Use it as an excuse for everything.
For everything. Okay, no matter how you dial that, you can't tell me...
Think of communists in the 50s.
Yeah, it's getting a little scary. Okay, it's getting pretty frightening. Do I think terrorism sucks? You bet. Do I think I want to fight it? You bet. But I'm a little bit worried about people railroading laws. A little worried about people railroading laws.
Pass it on through.
Okay, you want to subscribe to 2600 now, please? Yeah, that would be really good. Do it now. All right. You'll get your name and address on a nice list. Okay, if you do subscribe. Know that if you subscribe to 2600, your name is going into a database. Okay, know that. That's right.
I think
off.
They did a piece on that before.
Oh, give me a fucking break. They know who the subscription base is to 2600. They know. They have to.
Well, it's somewhere. Yes.
Yeah, the government knows who's getting the magazine. You know what I mean?
I mean, they could possibly know.
Oh, they know. Come on. What kind of world are you living in?
Okay, pay for cash. pay it in cash at your local bookstore.
You
then.
Can pay for it in cash in your
unmarked
local bookstore.
Bills.
See, so that's the trade-off. You can either help 2600 out by subscribing.
Yeah.
Or you can buy it cash.
And that helps them out, too.
Yeah, I don't know why I buy it cash, because, I mean, I guarantee you, I'm fucked. You know, I
really,
don't know.
Yeah, they don't know me.
You're pretty anonymous with your pseudonym of
yeah,
John Kennedy.
Yeah, my pseudonym and running cult and everything. Yeah, they don't know who I am. Muhaha. If you type in my name on Google, you don't hit me at all. Not even a little
you're
bit.
You're nowhere.
Oh, my God. No, that was that guy in the King Cats. Different guy.
Sean Kennedy and the King Cats.
Yeah, Sean Kennedy and the King
he's
Cats.
He's a guitarist.
Yeah, he's fucking those fucking guitarists, eh? Moving right along, cloning has been made okay in Britain.
Those Brits.
Gotta love the Gattaca Britain.
Don't let you do anything.
Britain
but
scientists won a green light on Wednesday to pioneer the cloning of human embryos for research and set up the world's first embryo cell bank. I wonder what the interest is there. An influential House of Lords committee ruled that embryo cloning, which federally funded academics in the United States are barred from carrying out, should be allowed to proceed under strict conditions. Now, guess what? Welcome to the cloning gap.
okay?
The cloning gap.
That's exactly what you're going to have. That's what it is. It's like, guess what? If you do not embrace technology, you're going to be replaced by it. That's how it works.
Somebody else will do it.
Yeah, you betcha.
If you don't.
If you don't tune in, you're turned out. Okay, you're fucked. That's it. Thanks for calling.
It's just like the stupid export laws in the States on encryption. It's like, you can't export it, but the rest of the world can.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 128. That's the max.
Oh, my God. Good. It's
stupid.
It's dumb.
You can't stop it.
You can get onto, like, Atla Vista and download 4,000-bit Russian encryption. You throw that on a floppy disk and go across the border. Guess what? You got nailed under smuggling weapons laws. Oh, yeah, and it's post-911, isn't it? So what do you want to bet? Ooh. You're going to fucking jail hard for that.
Yeah.
Because they don't ask to look at what the charge. What's he charged with? Smuggling weapons. He gets nailed in the ass with, you know, the RAM, the Nunbuster 5000, okay? That's what happens to him, okay? Thank you for calling. You get caught in the machine. Have some cogs and wogs.
Sketch, please.
You know, it's kind of a bad scene. So you wind up getting all messed up by a bunch of sketch makers. Bad scene. Okay? Smoko sent me a cool thing from ThinkGeek, which we talked about before. It's called Open Source Cola. Okay, we're going to throw that in the RC right now. And we're going to jump on the website. Now, this is kind of interesting stuff. The whole concept behind this, it's a kind of a gimmick, whatever, but the idea is that anybody can download the recipe for this cola, and you can improve on it. So if you want to try something different, well, you probably shouldn't drink cola anyway, because it's fucking horrible for you. And they got, like, some Perl script on it for all you leet people out there. You know, it's
open
like,
can excitedly. Join can with mouth. While cola remaining is greater than zero, if really thirsty, chug, else sip. Dump in recycling box and repeat.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Also, I'm kind of joining my local Boons meeting of Linux users. The Boons meeting of Linux users at fuckmicrosoft.com. Yes, Smokehouse sent me this, that fuckmicrosoft.com is up and running. I never actually heard of this site, believe it or not.
No, neither have I.
But,
fuck everything, right?
Yeah, fuck Microsoft is also, it's like the big cumulative. And along the left-hand side of the screen, if you hit the site, you will see that there is a huge bar of alternate free operating systems on the left-hand side of the screen.
Quite a few.
There's a ton of free operating systems. They got T-shirts, fuck MS Mail. Okay, it's pretty frightening because I, a good friend of mine, CyberTech, he is very, very knowledgeable in Microsoft products, okay?
You can get some free email addresses. Fuck Microsoft, fuck Windows, fuck Bill Gates.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Redirections.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So it points it at your email.
Yep.
Nice.
That's very cool.
Nice. Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, I mentioned last show I was going to do a Red Hat install.
How'd that go?
No, I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
Haven't done it yet. I've actually got a little, I got a friend of mine who's got a little laptop that I might try to put Linux on.
Oh, it's cool.
A Pentium 90 without a CD-ROM, and I'm probably going to try to shoehorn that fucker in there. because I'm not so leet as to understand how to do that without, you F-disk, but how do you run?
Does it have a network card?
Yeah, it's got a NIC card.
You're done.
Okay, but I don't know how to do that. I only know how to do Microsoft stuff.
Well, it's a little bit complicated. You take it off the floppy, and then after it's started on the floppy, it connects to the internet, downloads the rest off the internet, and installs from there.
Really?
Yes, it's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it installs which packages you want off the internet.
Really?
Because you configure the Ethernet card from the one floppy. And
dude,
then it gets the rest.
So, wow, that's like
sly,
that's like XP levels of sly.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with the penguin, man. Do not fuck with the penguin.
Very, very nice.
Oh, I'm afraid this penguin will be quite operational by the time your XP arrives. Well, that's cool. So, yeah, if you want to get out, if you want to drop out, if you want to tune in, turn on, and drop out, I'm thinking very hard about getting out of the whole corporate cycle of things. It's getting a little scary. Now, a lot of protesters, I did a rant about protesters, and I wanted to talk a little bit about that, but it's a little bit freaky to me now, where protesting has done some good, but now everybody knows you're coming, so it's kind of pointless to do the protest.
It's so organized.
Yeah, it's so organized, it's a little bit scary, so you kind of have to take it to the next level. Now, that's dangerous talk to say over an internet radio station, say, what do you mean take it to the next level, Sean? Are you talking about violence? No, I'm not talking about violence, I'm just talking about being smart. Instead of fighting, let's stop fighting and start manipulating. If you manipulate, then you can conquer, okay? That's the trick for it. Okay, so I'm going to do that, play that rant. And I got two sections of music. Now, one of them I got from Kadath and Lorena, okay, which is an interesting piece of music. You're going to be like, what the hell is this? It's classical music, Sean. What the fuck are you playing?
Sean?
This is super cool. This is the art. Okay, this is one of the coolest things I've ever heard of. Okay, back in the day, okay, we're talking in the days of like Handel and Mozart and all this kind of shit. There was this dude named Fanelli. Okay, and he was one of these guys, because what they used to do in Italy was if they found a person who was like a really good choir boy or whatever, they would castrate them so they'd make a good singer, okay? Because music in that day and age, there was no recording, so if you were a singer, that was like a huge honor because you're this, you know, you could only be seen live, you couldn't have an album.
Yeah.
So to be a singer, you were like this songbird kept in a gilded cage, and that's kind of the feeling I got from this Fanelli guy. So he's, you know, 12, they cut his nuts off, kind of a bummer, suffer for your
price
art much.
You pay.
And because of this, Fanelli, now this dude really existed, he had an octave range that was like, went from baritone like to like supreme alto or whatever the hell it is, okay? He could do the full range opera.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, they made a movie about him.
Oh.
And when they made the movie, they had to replicate his voice because there was classical music written for this guy. Because
he's the only one who could do it.
He's the only one who could sing it. And that's pretty cool when you got guys like Mozart and Handel writing music for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're the only one who could sing it. A really interesting story. And I believe this is, I don't know if it's a French or Spanish film. Kadath turned me on to this. The soundtrack to the album, what they did to replicate his voice, and this is some neat shit, is they took two singers and they digitally combined their voices in range. Okay, and this song here is only a minute 33, but it shows how they combine the voices. Now, you want to talk about post-production nightmare, okay?
Yeah.
There was apparently 3,000 points of digital alteration that had to occur just in this one piece, and you can't tell where they are. They're so smooth.
Yeah.
It sounds like just classical music, this guy going, oh, it's amazing. But this is how this dude would have sounded. Now, that's very cool. That's a hack.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very, very nice. They can do that. It's only a minute 33, so suffer through it. After that, it's very cool, though. If you want to check it out,
yeah.
It's Fanelli.
I'm sure everyone can appreciate classical music.
Oh, it's very, very cool. And after that, I was on mp3.com, and I found this guy called Hermit Bastard. Okay? We're going to post a link. Post the link.
Okay. Okay.
Here's a link to mp3.com where we got Hermit Bastard, and he does some really cool dark wave stuff. And dark wave, you know, there's the ever-changing world of, you know, the names of stuff. Dark wave is kind of like, what goth went with an...
It's sort of evolved into...
Electronic goth
is
dark wave, pretty much. I'd say like a pop electronic goth. But this guy here knows how to use bass. And I checked out a lot of his stuff. I downloaded most of his album. You can download most of his album. He's not one of these pricks who only gives you one song. He gives you the whole album.
Yeah.
Check it out. Buy the album. Very, very cool. Okay.
So crank your bass.
Yeah,
it is mighty.
Turn it up. Like, if you get a chance, download this one. This song's called To Hell and Back. But we're going to play Fanelli first, and then we're going to go to Hell and Back. And then after we get back from hell, we're going to be talking a little bit about nanotech. Technology. And I think I got my rant in there, too.
Yeah, first.
First? Okay, so
first.
Stick around.
Yeah.
Second half of the show, we're going to be doing nanotech like a mother. Okay, hot news flash. Everybody knows that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. Everybody knows that the corporations have pretty much taken over, and they're all trying as hard as they can to fight it. You're having huge protests, everybody's marching in the streets, and accomplishing pretty much a whole lot of fuck-all. Why? Because if the cops have barricades already set up, ready to corral you and pen you in, your protest is not going to work because they know it's coming. The core political nation knows the cat's out of the bag. They know that's happening, okay? They already know everybody hates what they're doing, so showing up for a protest, although it may make you feel a lot better, it's masturbation. You're actually not going to achieve anything because they know you're coming. If they know you're coming, then it's pointless, okay? And they own the cops, they own the media, they own all the guns. You cannot win a war that way, alright? Look at history. Everyone always loses when you try to stand up and fight like that. If you're going to do stuff, you have to manipulate, okay? You have to take the force and alter the direction that they're going. Trying to stop the media onslaught, trying to stop the core political movement, is not
not going to work. It will be wasted effort. If we want to try to make a difference, what we have to do is take their existing ideas and warp them in a way that we can use them. Warp them with the ideas of independent media. That's a good idea. Programming, good idea. And people inside, you have to become the rats in the walls. The modern protester should not be some guy with some bandana on his head running down the street carrying a sign saying freedom now. Unfortunately, nobody listens to that guy. Is it right? Is it right? No, it's not right. It's too bad, actually. But guess what? Reality, kids. Get up and join the bandwagon. The only thing you're going to have a chance to do is if you want to be a real protester, you want to be hard, okay, go ahead, put your bandana on, run around, chain yourself to a tree. You want to be really hard? Put on a suit and get on the inside. Then you can do some real good. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Thank you.
Listen to Rant Radio because the tabloids are the real obscene media.
All right, we're back in the studio. Everyone's talking about sleep. I know it's in the RC. Everyone's going off about, oh, I'm going to wake for like 30 hours. I'm going to wake for like 50 hours. I'm going to wake for like forever. Okay, guys, guess what? Little insider information here. I have a word for you. The word of the day is Provigil. What is Provigil? Provigil is a drug that's been used for treating narcolepsy. What is narcolepsy? Narcolepsy is a condition that your body gets when you do not develop the proper chemicals while you sleep in your brain. Therefore, since you do not develop those chemicals while you sleep in your brain, you fall asleep all the fucking time.
Wonderful. Okay?
So what they did is they created this drug called Provigil, which is actually basically, which the chemical name for it is called modafinil. Here's the history of modafinil. It just showed up in the IRC. Oh, look at that. Now, the interesting thing about it is if you take Provigil, okay, and you have narcolepsy, your brain produces the drugs, the hormones you need to sleep.
Yep. So you're all cool and proper.
Yes, you're all cool and proper. The problem is, though, what if you're a normal person and you take modafinil? Mm. What happens? Well, I'll tell you what happens, and what they've already tested is that you don't need to sleep, and you're not even tired. Yes, that's right. That's what they gave the troops in the Falklands War. That's how guys were staying up for, like, a week and a half. Apparently, there's been test done where people were going and taking this drug for, like, 7 days straight. They stayed awake for 7 days. They stopped taking the drug. Your brain wants to sleep. You go to sleep. You sleep normal.
Really?
Because
for like 8 hours.
You get everything you get out of need out of sleep out of a pill. Uh-huh. Not that I would advocate doing that.
Sleep
that would
in a
be
pill.
That would be wrong. But you know, in case you know you were on the run from whatever reason, or you had to have like a total cram, Provigil. Of course, you need a prescription to buy it, unless you buy it offshore, which you can do with a post office Dropbox
and the internet
in the United States and the internet. Yes, you betcha. So, it's called modafinil. You might want to check that out. It's very, very cool for everyone who wants to stay awake for like a month. And think about it. Even if you die when you're 56, maybe you would have lived 76 years.
Yeah. You save a lot of time.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. But anyway, so that's a pretty cool way of doing it. Normally I wouldn't do that, but hey, I'm drinking beer, so I don't really care. Actually, that beer's hitting me like a fucking bomb.
Is it?
Oh, God, it's hitting me hard. Totally hard. Well, it's because I'm fasting. I'm eating like total health food all the time. So it's like,
that might be it.
Like, dude, I highly recommend going on a fast and eating healthy. Why? Because if you eat or drink anything that's even remotely a pharmaceutical, wow, do you ever get the effects?
Hit
you,
huh?
A six-pack will do you for a fucking weekend. No problem. Take the edge right the fuck off, man. It's just the way to go. Okay, so let's get back to the show. You know, the second topic for tonight is nanotech. What is nanotechnology? Nanotechnology's actual definition is thorough, inexpensive control of the structure of matter based on molecule-by-molecule control of products and byproducts of molecular manufacturing. Ooh, there's a lot of big words. What does that mean exactly? That means we have little tiny machines that can manipulate matter on almost an atomic or molecular level. Okay, what does that mean, Sean? That means we have robots too small to see that we can dump in a liquid onto a car. It reassembles the molecular structure of that car and turns metal into, say, food. Or can turn that metal into, say, glass or gold or whatever.
Anything you want.
Yeah, it's alchemy, baby. It's, turning lead into gold. Yeah. That's the nanotechnology difference right there. If you want to get a good breakdown of nanotechnology, Barbalith did a breakdown of it. We're going to post in the IRC right now.
Done.
And that gives you a breakdown of what nanotechnology is. Now, the dude who is the godfather of this is a guy named Eric Drexler. I'm trying to set up an interview with this guy. I don't know if he'll respond to me because, I'm an open source celebrity. Yeah, Sean Kennedy, open source celebrity, the fucking man. He's not going to respond to me. He doesn't care. But he might. You never know. He started a organization called the Foresight Institute, okay? He wrote a paper called The Engines of Creation of Nanotechnology in 1986. So this guy, which we just posted that link in the RSC too about where that is, okay? There's a history of Eric Drexler, and his whole book, you can read online, his whole paper, his thesis on nanotechnology. Nanotechnology is an amazing science. I mean, this is going to do to the world what computers did. Nanotechnology is like the next psycho killer app, like nutty killer app. Oh my god.
Anything into anything?
Oh yeah. My god. It's like, and of course, with that comes total fear. Now, he went and the only thing he was really off on was his time frame.
Really?
Yeah, he was off on his time frame.
How long ago was this?
This was 1986. He was talking about this shit. Okay. He was off on his time frame because things are happening faster than he expected. He thought it'd be like 20 years before we were where we are today.
Yeah.
You know, he was like way the fuck
he
off.
Said it's only been 10.
It's only been 10. The stuff that's happening now is like way ahead of where it should be, like not for another 30 years or something like that. Like, it's amazing. So he created an institute called the Foresight Institute. Now, me and CyberTech talk a lot about this institute. Very, very cool. And the Foresight Institute is really loans itself well to the concept of open source. They understand that science should be free. They on their website, they do postings about jobs to do with nanotechnology. Okay. Nanotechnology is a very, very cool concept. So, aside from like, okay, well, what? But the Foresight Institute has everyone scared. That was created because everyone was scared shitless of nanotechnology. Like, gee, we have nanotech. That makes gold worthless. That makes diamonds worthless.
Take your money out of gold.
That makes everything that is physically based, like in non-technology.
It becomes Star Trek.
Yeah, it becomes Star Trek.
You want food? Press a button. You want a weapon? Press a button.
Yeah, you want, what do you want? You want raw material? No problem. We can turn garbage into gasoline. We can turn, you know, lead into gold. We can turn anything into anything. This is the power of nanotechnology. Now, the big fear factor there is what they call the gray goo theory.
Yeah.
And the gray goo theory is, you know, a nice one for science fiction writers. Well, what they do is they take this saline solution filled with these nanites that are made as a weapon. They hit an area and they turn everything into a gray goo. They
make them self-powering. And
yeah, they make them self-power. They replicate and eat up matter and turn into this gray goo. And since it doesn't matter what matter it is, it can turn you, the ground, the whole planet. And of course, the scenario is that it propagates throughout the whole world, and the whole world becomes this large inanimate blob of gelatin.
Off switch.
Yeah, you know, floating through the galaxy,
waiting for another host to devour.
You know, that's a wonderful piece of science fiction, but I don't think that's really a threat because there are variables that we haven't taken account of for. If they could build a nanite and they had total knowledge of the planet and everything that was on the planet, they might have a chance of doing that, but there's a lot of variables there that we don't understand. There's a lot of things happening we don't understand what the nature is of. Like, they're discovering new species in the Amazon every day. They're discovering new bacteria. Yeah. So there could be a bacteria that would just fucking laugh at nanites and eat them like it was, you know, going out of style. Like, they watch Fight Club and eat nanites. So that's something that, you know, the gray goo theory is a lot of fun. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt broadcasted by ignorant people who don't know fuck all. If you want to learn about it, though, the Foresight Institute is the site, okay? They know everything.
That's
about
the main hub.
Yeah, they're the guys who got nanotechnology down. And up until a little while ago, it was a fringe science. It was something that people were going, oh, whoa, you know, well, you know, whatever, nanotechnology, whatever, what are they about? They're you know, a bunch of psychos, you know, put them in the pyramids and that whole bracket, you know. But now they're starting to get major investors. Red Herring did a story about people starting to invest in Foresight, beginning to realize that, oh, hey, this nanotech thing maybe isn't as stupid as we thought. And we're going to post that link for Red Herring's, that article, in the RC. So, if all these people want to get in the RC, how is that done exactly, Sim, so that all of our wonderful listeners can join the RC?
Well, you can do it of two ways. You can go to the website, rantradio.com, and click on chat. It has a little Java thing for people who don't have an IRC client. Or if you do have an IRC client, go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. It's that easy. And then you can chat with us, and we can see stuff.
And if people want to communicate with you, what's your ICQ number?
ICQ number 515558. 51558, and we'll remind you of the show every week so you don't miss it.
Yeah, also known as spam.
Spam, spam, yeah.
But it's lovely.
It's
spam.
Good spam.
It's good spam. Lovely spam. Lovely. So don't
worry
about
it. Add me to your ignore list.
Yeah, there you go. So it's good to go. So it's handy so that you know what exactly is going on with that. Now, the corporate interest we just posted. Did you post that yet?
Done.
There we go. And Red Herring lists that there's some real companies starting to take, like, you want to watch this, okay? Because cloning is on the forefront now. Cloning is the big, scary monster, okay, in the closet. But where's that going to go? That's going to go from cloning into nanotechnology as we build molecular assemblers, all that kind of jazz. I have a hard-on for nanotech because people are like, well, that's really cool. You can turn lead into gold. Okay, you got to think bigger. Got to think bigger, guys. What are the applications? Okay, let's talk about a little thing called cryonics. I'm going to give you a link to a company called the Alcor Foundation. Or the Alcor Institute, whatever, Alcor. These are the guys in the United States who are hardcore into freezing. Cryonics is the science of you die, they ice your sorry ass until, you know.
Preservation of you.
Yeah, now they freeze your ass, and then until a time where they can thaw your ass out and revive you. That's the whole concept.
He's got some strange disease.
Or he's and old. Or he's freeze his ass until we get a cure for whatever's...
He's rich and old.
You know, he's rich and old. He'll be brought back in, and they do it off your life insurance. So anybody who's got life insurance, it costs $500,000.
Yeah.
You're good for like the next 1,000 years. Okay, and this is what Alcor does. It's illegal in BC.
Which is like.
Yeah, it's illegal in BC, it's illegal in Cuba, and it's illegal in France. They're just going to go and ban it in France. And I'm going to post link on that. This was just, this was a link that I saw.
You can't do that with your own body.
Yeah, you can't freeze yourself because that's weird. And we don't know much about it. So fuck you. Now, how does this relate to nanotechnology? See, when you freeze, what happens is the liquid in your cells crystallizes. When it crystallizes, it gets sharp and it ruptures the cell walls. It swells. Like, if you take ice and you freeze it, you put it in your freezer, you'll notice it swells up. Same thing happens with the liquids in your shells, and it ruptures all the membranes in all your cells.
That's a big argument for people. Like,
yeah,
it
so
fucks
you're.
You, it kills
so
you.
You're fucked, okay? You're totally frozen, and every cell in your body ruptures. Yeah, kind of a problem there. And also, when you freeze, the other thing, well, what if you freeze it so it doesn't rupture everything? Well, the problem there is that you've got fluids in your brain that are at different temperatures that have different freezing points. So there's a big, big debate going on saying cryonics is a total ripoff, all this kind of jazz. Personally, I believe in cryonics. I think cryonics is something that can happen. If you have a sign-up, I actually sent away to Alcor and got their little brochure.
Oh, yeah?
I did, yeah, but I found out it was illegal in BC, so I couldn't do it.
Damn.
But what happens is like, if I was an Alcor client, what I was going to do is I was going to get the 1-800 number, because you get a medical alert place, so this says, in case of severe injury or death, phone this phone number.
Yeah.
Which is so, that's so cyberpunk and Shadowrun, it's just sexy right there.
Oh, yeah.
Me, I was going to get a tattoo on my arm.
There you go. It's not coming off.
Yeah, right where they put in the IV saying, in case of severe injury or death, phone this phone number.
That's
okay,
cool. Well, we didn't see his brace. He didn't have a bracelet.
Fuck
on.
You. There's my blood type, and there's the phone number. If Alcor gets a call, no shit, this is what they do, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they change, but this is what I want with the info I got. They have a helicopter standing by, okay, with a complete medical team. There have been guys who have been dying, and the Alcor people show up in white smocks with the shades on.
Yeah.
The doctor goes...
Men in black.
He's dead. The medical team steps back. The Alcor team steps in.
Yeah.
And their whole mentality is, fuck it, he's not dead. This bitch is going into cryonic suspension. Bang!
Yeah.
They start jacking your body and cooling you on the spot. They put you into the chopper, which has a custom-built cryonic suspension chamber on it. And then they fly you to a missile base where they store the bodies, okay? And you get your temperatures. There's a big medical procedure, and they drop you into deep cryonic suspension.
So they can't pick you up in BC and take you somewhere?
No.
You're dead already.
Yeah,
and
because
you're
BC,
dead,
BC, for, BC says fuck you, okay? Yeah. You can't do that. So does Cuba, so does France, apparently.
So if you find Sean, send him down to Seattle.
Yeah, if I kick off, my friends are going to be driving me to Seattle in a big way, and there'll be the chopper waiting at the border, and they'll be like smuggling my body and stuff. It'll be great. You don't have to do your whole body. You can just do your head. And they can keep that for longer. So if you
don't like your body,
well, because
exchange it when you come
but
back.
But there's a huge questionnaire where they talk about, do you want to be digitally uploaded? Would you like to be a program, a machine? So they estimate for the future, like, you don't necessarily have to come back as a person. You can be put into a robot. What kind of robot do you want to be? That kind of whole
thing.
You
don't know what's going to happen in the future,
right?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's sweet. So it's a very interesting concept. Now, a lot of people go, Sean, why the fuck would you do that? Why would you do that? Why would you want to turn yourself into a corpsicle? Okay, as T. Knight would say. Well, the reason is because if I die and I'm buried, I have no chance of coming back.
Pretty much zero.
Yeah, I have bupkis, okay? Sweet fuck all, okay? The big zip jive, okay? However, if I freeze myself, I have a very small chance of coming back. So I will take a very small chance of coming back versus no fucking chance of coming back whatsoever. Now, how does nanotechnology influence this? Well, you see, their idea is that when nanotechnology hits, that's going to be the big thing that links with cryonics, because they'll be able to inject these molecular machines. They'll be able to go from cell to cell to cell in the entire body and repair the damage the freezing has done. More than this, they'll be able to repair whatever damage was caused by the dying process, be it a gunshot, be it whatever.
Right.
And then It's just a matter of jump-starting the heart, and fucking, you're good to go. This
it
is the idea.
It sounds so easy, Sean.
It sounds so easy, but this is, I mean, okay, I'm fucking paraphrasing here.
Yeah.
But there is, and then from
wait
there,
for the infomercials on cryogenics.
You can get DNA replication. There's stuff where they're fucking around with the human genome now, where they take your DNA because you're frozen, they thaw you out, they take your DNA, turn you into an 18-year-old, artificially circulate your body until the point where you look like you're 18 again.
Because DNA does break down.
That's right.
And that's why they can't bring you back to dinosaurs.
Well, they haven't got a good sample either.
Bring them back a dodo, though.
Are they?
Reddit today.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Really?
Britain. They're doing it.
Nice.
Because they have some dodo DNA.
Nice.
So they're like, let's do that.
I want a pet dodo. I do. I want a pet dodo. That would kick ass. I'd rather have a pet velociraptor, but I saw Jurassic Park 3, and I'm thinking they're smarter than I am, so they'll be, like, starting to host the show. That's what I should do. If I was going to start today, I'd say I was a velociraptor. That's right. My name's Sean Kennedy. I'm a velociraptor. You just imagine this guy, this big lizard, talking into a microphone. Yeah, how's it going? We were highly intelligent, very intelligent. I swear to God, that movie sucks so bad.
Yes.
They were so smart. They're all like, having chess clubs and stuff. Fuck off. Anyway, back to nanotech. Okay, but as you can see, it's very controversial. This kind of technology is very, very controversial.
We're scared. Ban it.
A good example of how technology could be used as a super soldier is from the role-playing game Rifts. Okay? There is a class in there called a Juicer, which is a chemically enhanced Superman.
Oh, yeah.
And he has got a machine base, which is mounted on his chest, that has nanites that whenever he's wounded, these nanites deploy into his bloodstream and repair the damage. Yeah, it's a class called the Juicer. Okay? From Rifts. And is that so far-fetched? No. As a matter of fact, that's the application they're talking about when you look at nanotechnology for medical purposes. It's very, very nuts. Now, who else is taking nanotechnology seriously? NASA. Yeah, NASA.
The government.
You betcha. Oh, in case you're wondering, NASA falls under the Department of Defense. So just in case there's any question there. Yeah, that's why there's a Space Command. Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to post the link for that. And this is what NASA thinks you can use nanotechnology for. They're talking about such wonderful things as, hi, we can put like terabits information on a diamond. We can use it to create, like, I mean, quantum computers, we're talking about a whole new level of sex here, okay? We're talking about...
I double my RAM if I dump my childhood.
Yeah, you know, like, I can carry 80 gigs of data in my head. Wow, you suck.
You suck big
120
time.
If I
what a waste of your head.
If I 120 if I use a doubler. Yeah, shut up, fool. So if you scroll down, you'll see, like, there's all sorts of applications here about what they talk about.
Miniature spacecraft,
satellites, thermal protection, oxygen storage, like just
everything.
Nutty uses.
So they're on it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. NASA takes this shit seriously, and you can bet DARPA takes this shit seriously too.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So nanotechnology is something you want to watch because people do take it seriously. Yeah. I mean, there's so much information on this stuff floating around the web. Nanotechnology, up until recently, has just been something that very few people have looked at, but it's something you want to look at. It's something that has got real world applications. Very, very sweet. To help you with that, my daily site check of the day. In your bookmarks or favorites or whatever you use, you want to make sure you have daily checks that you go and you sort out. So that every day you can do an update, make sure you stay current. The one for nanotechnology is called nanodot.org, okay? And we posted it on the IRC, nanodot.org, okay? And this site is run by the Foresight Institute, and it keeps track of everything everywhere that has anything to do with cloning, human embryos, stem cell research.
One stop.
Yeah, you betcha. Anything that's got, like, psycho, bleeding-edge, medical, transhumanism technology, yeah, bitch, this is the one, okay? So you wanna check that out. That's where you want to hit. Very, very nice stuff in there. And no word of a lie, that's on my daily checks. So you wanna definitely put that in your pipe and smoke it, as it were.
Nano dot.
So that's pretty much what I got to say about nanotech. Now, the thing is, again, I could go on for like days and days and days about nanotech.
This is like skimming the surface.
Wow, brief overview. It's up to you to do the rest, okay? Because it's huge.
It's just to get you interested in it.
You betcha. Now, let's talk about your homework. As they called it in Fight Club.
Homework,
you betcha, baby. I used to call it Fuck with the Normals, but I changed it to Fight Club. In honor of Fight Club, I'm going to call it Homework. I thought of this one today. This is something that you can do in your own home. What you want to do is, you know, when you get those annoying AOL discs.
Yes.
Okay, well, do you ever actually look at those AOL discs?
Not very closely.
No one else does
either. I mean,
either.
They turn into coasters.
That's right. So what you do is, okay, but there are people who use them.
okay?
Okay.
So what you do is you take the graphic off of the AOL disk. Go get yourself one of those CD replicators, okay,
yeah,
where you print your own label.
Yeah.
Print your own AOL label, okay?
Yep.
And then when they send you an AOL disk, you remove their disk. You put your disk that has whatever data you want on it back in the AOL folder.
There you go.
And drop it off in somebody else's mailbox.
It's new, 7.0.
So you can have anything you want. You can have a self-executing Sean Kennedy the fucking man radio show. So this guy goes, it's AOL. And this music comes up and he's like, what the hell is this? And you've got like...
You've got Sean.
You've got Sean. or you could have like whatever you want on there. You know, Trojans or whatever. But I'm, you know.
Evil, good.
Evil,
your
good.
Decision.
Your decision. Oh, I'm afraid, man. Well, this week quite operational by the time my friends arrive. So that's kind of a neat idea. That's your homework. So go get some AOL packaging because now the disk is invaluable. Ooh, fuck, that packaging is.
Yep.
Because if you take something for granted, you stop scrutinizing. If you stop scrutinizing it, there's a weakness.
That's right. Somebody will just pop it in their drive.
You betcha. You betcha. That's the good stuff. So now it is time for digital baptism. I wanted to actually come up for a really solid, you know, intro and music and all that shit, but that's not happening because, well, we're getting ready for the...
CD release party.
For the CD release a party.
I'm so busy.
Yeah, it's pretty psycho. I mean, you, but we're going to do some naming. Tonight, we got two names handed out. One of them is going to Pyro. Pyro is now officially named Hybrid Theory, okay? And he's got a really wacko spelling here because he gave me a list of names that he couldn't make a decision on, so I picked one.
And okay.
So,
there you
Pyro,
go.
You are now officially Hybrid Theory.
There it is, in the RC.
Now, there's another fella named Agony. Ah, there he is. Good, he showed up in the RC. Good to see you. Good to see you. Agony wanted a new name. So, Agony. Now, Agony didn't give me any suggestions, so I had to come up with my own name. And I didn't know that, you know, since Poison or Tao Te Cheese, you know, didn't like my name. That's fine. You know,
don't have to have it,
but whatever. What I came up for Agony was Mobius Flipside.
Which is kind of cool, because the Mobius strip doesn't end.
That's right. It's
so
only got,
what is the other side?
It's only got one side.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of a Mobius strip. So Mobius Flipside is something that doesn't exist. So Agony, I hereby dub the Mobius Flipside. Very cool. Welcome to the world. Alrighty. H-Hour. Let's talk about upcoming events. There's the Porn on Beta CD release party.
So buy your plane tickets now.
Yes. Come now. Everyone. What's the details on that, Tim?
They can go to pornonbeta.com. Why does my mic sound so weird? Pornonbeta.com, or it's at the on March 15th.
Yeah, it's March.
So it's really bad luck. But it's March 15th in Vancouver on West 8th at the Anza Club. Very cool club. They just put in a new sound system. Should sound awesome. We have DJ Oddmud opening up for us. Good buddy of ours. Good DJ.
Very cool.
Spinning the tunes before.
Very cool.
His show is actually competing with ours at the same time. He's on the internet.
Oh, is he?
So don't listen to his show.
Don't listen to his show. Cause
listen here.
He's cool, but not that cool.
Not that cool.
Yeah, not that cool. And this is on March 15th.
March 15th.
Okay.
So if you're in BC around that time, come on down.
Okay.
Check us out. It's only $7 to get in, so it's really cheap. And I've heard like the alcohol is like $3.50 there. So
oh, really?
Really, really cheap.
Cheap booze.
Yeah.
Cheap booze is good. Cheap Canadian booze.
Cheap Canadian booze.
Which is like really cheap American booze. Because like think about it, you can drink in the United States or you can spend a quarter and get fucking hammered drinking Canadian booze.
I mean,
it's a good deal. Saturday, March 23rd, also at the Anza Club.
Well, that's a happening place.
That is a happening place. The Creepy Family.
Creepy.
With DJ Vortex, who used to be on Rant Radio once upon a time.
Yes.
And back in the days, what the hell? But DJ Vortex is DJing there, and that's on Saturday, March 23rd at the Anza Club. Doors open at 9:30, show is at 10:30, and that's for Creepy Family. He's like an industrial goth kind of show.
Is Creepy Family a band?
Yeah, Creepy Family.
Don't we know the guy?
Creepy, that's
in
right,
Creepy
same
Family?
Guy. Yeah, he sent me the information about that. That's why
what's
I'm Creepy.
Oh, okay.
That's his name.
Wow, okay.
DJ Creepy,
that
I
makes
believe,
it easy.
Is his name. But, yeah, very cool guy. And he's got the Creepy Family Band. That's his band. Very talented
got
guy.
Got the industrial type of stuff.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha.
He brought a CD once over.
That's right. Yeah, very cool guy. And if anyone out there, if you want to have a Rant Radio party, now these guys down in Australia, okay, like a lot of people have told me, yeah, we get everyone over to our house and everyone listens into the show, okay?
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you're going to have like just an excuse to get together for shits and giggles. Okay?
Why not do it on Monday night?
Do it on a Monday night. Let me know, okay? And I'll give shouts out to you guys, let you know that when the party's happening, la, 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 la. And it's just cool to know that there are people out there in groups listening. So
yeah.
That way you've got like the whatever party in the RC and everybody can listen in. And that's very cool, okay? So give me the man at Rant Radio. Also, if anyone out there doesn't like their name, wants people who want to be named, whatever, you can do the digital baptism thing. What does it mean? It means I just give you a name. That's all it means. It doesn't
nothing
mean
crazy.
Ask Dowdy Cheese. You don't have to take it.
Yeah.
You can tell me to suck your cock.
He
thought it sucked. He sent me an email and said, Sean, you suck. I hate you. Die. I used to think
it's an
you were
amazing
cool
name. It's unique.
Yeah.
Somebody else can take it.
He told me that I no, I'm going to give it to somebody else. Someone who will appreciate
recycle
it.
Redo
someone who will appreciate
recycle
it. Not that. Oh, God, I'm so hurt. So, special shouts out. I want to give some shouts out to African Love Turtle, who sent me an email that said this. Hey, man, first off, I just want to say your show fucking rocks. I burn copies and give them to everyone I know.
Oh, yeah.
I even have my mom listening sometimes. So, hello. Hello, Mom.
African Love Turtle, Mom.
Hello, Mrs. African Love Turtle. How are you? We like your son. He's a good guy. Don't ground him. It's very, very nice that people do that. And that's the number one thing you can do if you want to help out the show. Burn copies of the show. Give them out. Tell people about the show. I mean, there's people in the IRC tonight who we've never seen before. It's very, very cool.
Remember, parents, listen with your children. Make them understand
make
this
it
controversial
a family
material
affair. You know, absolutely. There's a lot of stuff you can do that's very, very cool. Cool, is as a group, and that's what it is. The whole internet, in case no one's figured this out yet, it is about the network, okay? If you don't have a network, you're not going to learn. That's why I didn't learn anything with my NEC, because I didn't have a Commodore 64, because I had no one to teach me, okay? It's about the network. Well, I don't know much. Well, you're not going to learn anything unless you talk to other people who are more knowledgeable than you are.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and if they say you're a newbie and get the hell out of here, find a different group.
Yeah, fuck them, okay?
Yeah.
They're
not the group you want to hang with anyway.
That's bullshit, okay? Because everybody was a newbie once, and they're probably only saying that because they're scared. They only say that because they're jealous.
That's right.
That's it.
Your mom was right. Okay, so going through the IRC.
You're not
tonight,
ugly. You're special.
I'm going to go through the IRC in 10 seconds, so everyone's going to jump back in. They're all going to fly back into the IRC here. So the IRC readout is Smokehouse in Chicago, African Love Turtle, Buck X, Cider, C-I-D-R.
That's new.
Durat, Australia, Delamorte, Diesel, Dr. Zodiac, thanks for the story, Disturbed, Decker KZFK, Inotion, Frozen Fox, those two guys. They got their show on Sunday nights at 7 on Live 365 at Disturbed.
Is it 7 o'clock? They're not competing with us, are they? Oh, no, that's on Sundays.
That's on Sundays.
I'm, like, having a flashback here.
Flashbacks. General Sleep, Hybrid Theory. Hello, Hybrid Theory. Nice name.
That's a cool name.
It is a good thing. Good name. He cooked it up, though. I can't take credit. Ignorant Bliss, Kadath 2002, Leshek, Lentium, Mobius Flipside.
Woo!
Good man. Mr. Echo, Nessex, Laura, ZZZ, Nitro, Australia, Pretender Australia. Look at the Australians.
Three Australians.
Holy
bring
wow
them in.
That is so cool, guys. I mean, that is so
it's
cool.
It's tough for the Europeans to listen in because it's like 3 in the morning, but
yeah.
I guess Australia.
Well, we're
like
rebroadcasting.
A cool time.
What's the deal with the rebroadcast?
It's on Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays. Check the schedule on rantradio.com. It's at the same time Wednesdays and Fridays, but you can download it by then, too.
Yeah.
But we rebroadcast at 128 kilobits per second, so you're going to even hear it even better than now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice.
So you get, well, right now it's live, but you get to hear it in a better form.
Which is cool. It's always cool to listen in live, because you get as it happens.
Oh, you get to say your name.
IRC and everything. So we got, where were we? Pretender in Australia, yep. Nitro Australia, Pseudo, Psycho Wolfputt. I haven't seen him before. Prophet Service Store, Ronan.
Have we?
Psycho Wolf Pub?
Yes.
Really?
I have.
I haven't seen him.
Okay.
Ronan Temple and Knights for Dark, Solipith,
Sloppy Kiss,
Slopitist,
Slopitist,
Slurping.
So, I don't know.
Suck it.
Suck it.
Sparky.
Raving Fanboy Sparky.
Raving Fanboy Sparky, who's actually awesome. We were
probably. Oh, he's awesome.
Sparky, if I was single, me and Sparky would be going and be doing, we'd be like,
you'd
naughty.
Be all drunk going,
we'd be gods. We'd be naughty vampire gods. We'd be going around. Oh, he had me drinking. What was he drinking? Red Bull and vodka last night. And Red Bull is actually illegal in Canada, but you can get it at...
Yes, it is.
Red Bull?
Red Bull is illegal.
Really?
In the bottles we were getting it from, it sure as fuck is.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, you're not allowed to have that in Canada. But baby, Red Bull and vodka, supercharged, number one. I'm here to tell you.
I had a sip of it. I didn't.
No, son of a gun, superhero,
number one.
You bet, baby. Sir Dark. Oh, yeah, I already said him. The spear's kicking in. Sparky, Synthetic, Tantrix, He Who Makes Cool Soundboards, Dao De Cheese. He who does not like online names that I give him. I'm totally hacking on the guy. He's like, Sean thinks I hate you. Sean hates me. No, I don't. I'm totally fucking around. Transistor. He's probably got one of the coolest names in the book. Trotsky's Ghost. Weevil James. Well, it's been a long time since I've seen Weevil James.
Weevil James.
Who even cares? And Lab Rat. Okay, so that's very, very cool. You are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. If you want to be on Rant Radio, make sure that you let us know, because we need programming.
Yes, if you have a cool show idea, send it on up to info@rantradio.com.
If you have some content that you'd like to see on the show or something that's going on, I'm your man right here. I'm your Huckleberry, okay? Open source celebrity, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, at your service.
Or some rockin' industrial band that's not on the station.
Yeah. Sean, I got a line on this industrial band. I want you to play it on your halftime music. It's fucking fat. Don't send me your own backyard garbage band, okay? Because I'm not interested in listening to your shit if it's not good, okay? Not to put too fine of a point on it, but fuck off if you suck.
It happens more often than you think.
Oh, my God, it's brutal.
We have a band, and we're good, and we play rock.
If you are good, that's fine. If you're good and you're industrial, that's okay, okay? But don't send me your good Motley Crue shit, because I'm not going to play it, all right? Lay me down on a bed of roses. Fuck, okay? Okay, you get turned into a sketch. I'll see you later, Skug Monkey, okay? But still, if you have an idea for a show, get back to us. If you want a show on nanotechnology, get back to us on that. Now, next week is going to be a good one.
Walking the fine line.
Yeah, I hooked up with a guy. I know this guy. Okay. There's a guy who is a card-carrying member of the Church of Satan. And he's a historian for the card-carrying member. He's a historian in the local sect of Langley, which is called Nocturnal Reflections.
Yeah.
And he's not with them anymore.
Okay.
But
he escaped?
No. He's still, like, hardcore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And his reasons for leaving and all this kind of shit. The dude is, he's amazingly bright. Like, he knows a lot of stuff. And, of course, I've done a lot of reading on that whole genre. So it'll be a very interesting show. We're going to be talking about the history of Satanism, what Satanism is, what Satanism is not, what people are saying is Satanism, classical.
Satan!
So it's going to be an interesting show next week if I can hook it up. If I don't hook that up, it's not wrong for advertising, it just means that I couldn't hook it up. But that's what we're going to try. If I can't hook that up, I'll do something else really cool.
And what's Sean going to do? He's going to bring him in studio.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and yeah, this isn't a phone review. This is Buddy in the house. He's got, like, permanently attached canines, tats on the backs of his hands, shaved head. He looks like a David Bowie evil lich. Okay, that's what the guy looks like. He's very, very cool. So if you want to check out a show, that's going to be one to seriously check out. It's going to be, like, an hour of the history of, like, satanic cults and all sorts of shit like that. So it should be very, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So until next week and all that good stuff, hey, make sure that you guys keep your heads down out there, because things are getting scary since this post-911 thing. Especially you guys in Australia, don't get yourselves in shit from your government by listening to my show. Don't do that. But
shred it after you listen to it.
Yeah, destroy everything. Burn this book. But if there's anything that you guys need or anything you guys like to see, by all means, drop me a line at theman@rantradio.com.
Yeah.
And I'll be definitely sure to get back to you, even if it's just a little fuck off. Okay. I'll send you something. Okay. But there it is. So be cool and shouts out. We'll talk to you later.
See you next week.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in.